Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
Seems we are surrounded by some form of pornography no matter where we turn. Magazines at the checkout counter in grocery or convenience stores, television and movies, books, the internet, billboards, advertising, sexually oriented businesses, and much, much more. And as our exposure has increased, we have become desensitized to the harm done by pornography. Too many Americans consider pornography simply a part of modern day life. And law enforcement has fueled that idea through the lack of enforcement of obscenity laws on both the federal and state level. So, with so much pornography and the apparent lack of concern from law enforcement, pornography must have no negative impact on society or families, right? That couldn't be further from the truth. And recently, war was declared. The plan for the war on illegal pornography is to educate the public on harms from pornography and to increase the prosecution of illegal hardcore pornography by the federal government. This is a national coalition of over 100 organizations, of which the AFAFPA is part. Recently, the next campaign was announced, and my guest today is Dawn Hawkins, and she will explain more about that campaign. Dawn is the Executive Director of Morality in Media. Thanks, Dawn, for being with us.
Thank you, Diane. Glad to be here.
I know that Morality Media is located in New York City because I've had Bob Peters on several times on the program, but you're not in New York City, are you?
No, we've opened another office in Washington, D.C.,
right in the heart of the belly of the beast, so to speak.
We're just a couple blocks from the Capitol and are there often meeting with members of Congress.
Well, that's great. And I know earlier this year there was an effort to get Attorney General Eric Holter to enforce the federal obscenity laws. It's an all-out effort to get congressmen to sign on, congressmen and senators to sign on to a letter to the Attorney General. And give us a little bit of rundown on that before we get into the main crux of the program. What
definitely
happened?
Well, that effort is definitely still underway. We're working with members of Congress to put pressure on the Department of Justice to prosecute hardcore adult pornography, which is illegal, obscenity crimes. And earlier this year, we had a grassroots effort to contact members of Congress to get them to sign onto a letter which was sent to the Attorney General, Eric Holder. Hundreds of thousands of people participated, called their congressmen and senators, emailed them, wrote letters, and we had a great turnout. Nearly half of the Senate signed this letter, and 75 members of Congress sent letters as well. Following that effort, it was a great effort, and Attorney General Eric Holder, he appeared before both the Senate and the House in key hearings. And he was grilled on the subject of obscenity, and he's really starting to face a lot of pressure on this. And congressmen are holding him accountable and demanding that he do something in answer to them.
Well, good. Yeah, I know, because what we're seeing, and I noticed this several years ago, I read a lot of articles during the day, and I began to see a pattern where there was hardly ever any mention of any prosecution for obscenity. The concentration was prosecution for child pornography. So I saw a shift from prosecuting obscenity to, you know, the concentration on child pornography, which that definitely needs to be prosecuted. But so few Americans realize the detrimental effect of adult pornography and the obscenity, the illegal stuff. And so I know that the coalition has been working to help educate Americans, because Americans have forgotten how this negatively impacts folks. And I know I'm going to go back real quick to the letter to Eric Holter. We were only able to get three from Pennsylvania to sign on to that letter, three of our 19 congressmen, and neither one of our senators signed on to that letter. So I was disappointed in that. But the effort goes on, you say. We can't give up.
Exactly. Well, and also, you can see more success. And when we first started, all these people were contacting their congressmen and senators, and they're leaving messages and so forth, and then we would call and they would say, well, we've been hearing a lot from them, but we just don't have anybody over that topic and all this stuff, which is crazy. But the thing is that for over 20 years, members of Congress haven't dealt with the issue of pornography, and that's what is changing. Now, nearly all of the offices that we contact have somebody that we can talk to. We're getting through, we're getting meetings, and so even though they might not have signed on to the letter, we're still making progress with them.
Okay. So the congressman and senator saw no need to have someone overseeing, so to speak, the pornography issue because nobody contacted them and no effort to enforce the law. That was pretty much what you guys found then.
Right, and a lot of the congressmen, they're not familiar with the laws themselves, which is why it's important that we let them know this is important, that the laws exist and that they're not being enforced.
Right. Now, beginning on July 11th, there was a campaign. That campaign started. And it's Be Aware Porn Harms. To begin with, why do we need this campaign?
Well, there's a couple of reasons why. To go along with the war on illegal pornography, we're not going to get anywhere unless Americans understand the many harms associated with pornography and why it's important that we get these laws enforced. So this was an effort meant to help raise awareness and educate the public on specific areas of harm that are very detrimental to society. Another reason is we hear every single day stories from people. They come to us and they're suffering. Many are victims of trafficking. They're addicts. They were exposed to pornography at very young ages and they need help. And so we also launched this effort in conjunction with many other groups who provide help and good education about these harms. And so it's also a way to help
Absolutely, and that's one of the great thing about the coalition. It's not just the education, but it's also offering help for those who want to get out. And I just found an interesting statistic just today, actually. It says, according to the U.S. Department of Justice, more than 300,000 American youth are victims of commercial sexual exploitation in the U.S. each year. The average age of a girl entering the industry is 13. Those that get into the quote-unquote lifestyle rarely get out. From the time they are initiated sexually, exploited girls live an average only 7 more years.
Right.
And that is, I mean, that statistic just, I mean, it's just astounding. Figure they may get involved at 13, which is the average age, so they're dead by 20, 21.
Right. I actually was on I got a phone call this morning from a woman. And this isn't very rare. It just breaks my heart. But a woman, she explained that when she was 14 years old, her mother sold her.
Mm.
And she was trafficked for 22 years before she was able to get out. And as she was telling me her story of the hope that she found as she got out, she was crying because she was just talking about how so many other victims, they don't get out.
Yeah. Americans don't see the connection because I think in Ohio there was a study done connecting sexually oriented businesses like gentlemen's clubs to sex trafficking. People don't connect all that and pornography in general to sex trafficking. They don't. They just don't because the attorneys out there are saying, well, we have a First Amendment right to do this. We have a First Amendment right to make this stuff available and to sell this stuff. So Americans really are confused about this issue, even as congressmen apparently are confused about the issue because they don't know what the laws are, and they just think it's part of, you know, that's the way it is in America.
Yeah, you're right, and that's why it's important that we stop giving these pornographers a free pass to do and create whatever they want to victimize these young children.
Right, that is why it's so important to have the education going on, and this education, the Be Aware Porn Harms campaign is going to go for 4 weeks. So this week, the first week is pornography addiction. So kind of give us a rundown of what's going to be happening during those 4 weeks.
Right. So this week we're highlighting pornography addiction. We've got various groups who deal with this issue, all the way from helping addicts recover to spousal or partner support to filtering companies who help protect families and individuals from being exposed to pornography. And they're participating by an online live event you can watch on facebook.com/pornharms. You can also participate in webinars, which means you can watch a presentation and participate in a conference call. Those are a little bit smaller, and you can ask questions and interact with the presenter. Next week, we're focusing on the harms of pornography to children, and also we'll have a couple of groups talk about how you can protect your children, how to talk to your children about pornography and the dangers that it causes. The last week in July, we're focusing on the links between sex trafficking and pornography. And the final week of the campaign, we're focusing on violence against women and how pornography helps contributes to more violence.
Absolutely. Did the lady who called you this morning, did she mention anything about pornography?
She did. This is, okay. She mentioned a lot. She explained that often she was filmed and photographed as she was forced to perform sexual acts. She also explained she was 14 years old when she was sold, and she didn't know very much about sex or what to do. And so her traffickers, they forced her to watch pornography so that she would know what to do.
So that was her teacher.
That
was pornography.
Yeah,
was.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I know that that's been going ever since, 1986, the Attorney General's
commission.
Right, the commission, that great big thick report that came out.
Exactly.
And even during testimony at that point, prostitutes were saying that pornography was being used and to teach them the ropes, so to speak.
Well, this woman, she was in her, it was in the 1970s when it happened. When she was initially trafficked, and she was stuck in it for 22 years.
That's just something I cannot comprehend. It's just, I read an article, it came from Atlanta, the story did, and she was 14 also. No, I think she was 11, this girl, and she was basically kicked out of her home, so she was on the streets, and anyway, she ended up in prostitution. And she was stuck there until she was 20. And then was rescued by basically a ministry that ministers to women who are involved in prostitution and want a way out. And it's neat that, you know, you mentioned that there's these various organizations that are going to be involved during these 4 weeks actually are experts in the field and can provide a way out or can provide information on filtering computers. And because a lot of parents don't understand or don't, you know, maybe don't think it through and don't realize that there's so much pornography out there. I just read also that the Department of Justice estimates that there are more than 1 million pornographic images of children on the internet. But that's just child pornography. That's not the other stuff that, you know, that kids can, or adults as far as that goes, can stumble upon.
Right. Well, and I recently heard it. It's 20% of all of the images on the internet are of children, and a
20,
huge
okay,
reason.
Okay, back up. 20% of all the pornographic images or images in general.
Pornographic images.
Okay. Okay.
And a huge reason why there's suddenly this huge increase in child pornography is because of adult pornography. It's you can understand when you learn more about what happens to your brain and what happens to you physically. When you're looking repeatedly at pornography, your brain changes and you're not satisfied anymore, and you often move to harder and harder, and you deviate to harder things, harder types of pornography, which is why, you know, now 20 years into the internet age, people are now demanding child pornography. We will never solve the problem of child pornography unless we do something about adult pornography as well.
That's an excellent point, because not enough people make the connection.
Exactly.
I know what Dr. Victor Klein was the one who, you know, he had the 4 steps, of which I can't remember all of them off the top of my head, but one of them was escalation, just what you mentioned. They have to have something harder and harder to get that same fix. The next step for many is child pornography.
And for that same reason, another common next step is these users of pornography want to act out what they're seeing in real life, which is why there's suddenly an increased demand for sex trafficking.
Yeah. On August 6th, Philadelphia is going to have a little rally. It's called Slut Walking.
Oh, yeah.
You've heard of it?
I've heard of it.
Okay, well, it's going to be in Philly on August 6th. And what I gathered from the Philadelphia Inquirer article was basically the woman or the group that's putting this together says, oh, the way a woman dresses has nothing to do with sexual assault. That there's no connection, that they can wear anything or not wear anything that they want to, and that doesn't affect anybody, does not increase the possibility of them being sexually assaulted. I mean, this doesn't have to do with pornography necessarily, but what's your take on slut walking?
I actually haven't followed a lot of it. I know it's been happening all over the world, and they're getting a lot of attention. And Gail Dines, who's a prominent feminist and anti-porn activist, she's been attending a lot of these and speaking out very much against them, especially because of the, you know, of pornography mm-hmm. and what that means to women and how right. how pornography is related to increased violence against women. And it definitely, if women are going to dress and portray themselves as porn stars, mm-hmm. men are going to try to treat them.
They'll be treated that way. Yeah.
And it's not fair. It's not fair that women have to worry about this, but it's the reality.
It's a reality, yeah. Because the pornography is there feeding men, and then when they see women on the street dressed like a porn star, like you said, then those pornographic images are going to just pop up in their minds.
Right, and it's not women's fault, but right. It is what happens in our very pornified society yeah. now.
Yeah. Pornified,
and women
that's
need
a good,
to be
yeah.
aware of it and not contribute to it.
Yeah, if women could understand the connection, and if men could, American society as a whole could understand the connection. And that's why I think the war on illegal pornography and this four-week campaign is so important, because as we see slut walking in Philadelphia, where they're, you know, they're basically saying women can wear whatever they want to, it doesn't have a negative impact on those around them. And we see children on the internet who stumble upon pornography and they get hooked. I think the average age is, what, 13, 11 or 13 mm-hmm. when they first stumble upon pornographic sites on the internet. Parents need to take steps to protect their kids there.
Definitely. And just to highlight back to the National Awareness Campaign, next week as we talk about harms to children, Content Watch and Be Secure, both are okay. top filtering software companies, they will be giving away hundreds of free subscriptions to their services to help protect children and homes from being flooded with pornography.
Okay, and that would be if people participated in the webinars or the conference calls?
Yes.
That would be, okay, good.
You can find out more information at pornharms.com/beaware. Check out the events calendar. We've got everything listed there. You can participate.
And you say a lot of these webinars are on Facebook?
They are. All of our live events will be broadcast on Facebook.
Okay.
And viewers can participate by submitting questions and participate in the discussion via live chat feature on our page.
Okay. Yeah, I know you guys have definitely used the modern technology in helping get the word out. But you had a little difficulty there with Facebook for a short while. Wasn't it Facebook?
We did. Actually, our page was shut down and removed. We mm-hmm. have no idea why they said that we violated terms and conditions, although we're very careful not to. And after, luckily, a lot of other groups, members of the coalition and others who are on our side, all rallied together, and the page was reinstated after about a day and a half with, again, no reason why.
I think it shows testimony to the effectiveness of that page of Facebook. And the message that you have is not appreciated by a lot of people, but glad that it's back up. So, harms to children. That will be the week of July 18th through the 24th, and folks will be given an opportunity to win, or you said they're giving out hundreds of free subscriptions to internet filtering. There's a couple companies doing that. And the following week is the 25th through the 31st is links to sex trafficking. Again, people do not make that connection. Then violence against women is the first week in August. Now, a little bit ago, you mentioned some of the effects on the brain. There have actually been brain studies done to prove that the brain reacts in a certain way when it views pornography. I know the Witherspoon Institute, I believe that they had held a series of seminars mm-hmm. with a lot of intellectuals.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's neat that intellectuals, or academics, maybe that's a better word, it's neat that academics are getting on board and they're seeing the connection. They're doing the studies, doing scientific studies to prove that, yes, the brain is, in fact, affected by pornographic images.
There are many, many studies and more are coming as people seek to understand exactly what's happening. And a lot of these studies show that the same thing happens with pornography as when one has a drug or alcohol addiction.
Mm.
So you can find more. Some of these studies are on our website, pornharms.com, and there's a tab about brain science, and a lot of it's explained a little bit better than I can do.
Right, right. Yeah, same here. I mean, I can read this stuff and not understand it as far
exactly.
as that goes.
But a lot of them are written in a way that we can definitely understand
it. That the layman can understand it. Mm-hmm. So it's a good thing to start out with pornography addiction, with just that first week, you know, pornography addiction, because people have to realize that it is like a drug. I mean, the brain reacts the same way. And the negative impacts that come from that addiction with the other 3 weeks of the campaign, I mean, it's all tied together. And people just have to understand this. Congressman Lamar Smith, he's the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, and Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, they've introduced H.R. 1981, which is the Protecting Children from Internet Pornographers Act. And what that does is it enables law enforcement officials to successfully locate and prosecute those child pornographers. It requires internet providers to retain their records for 18 months. So,
right.
You know, that's something out there too. But in the meantime, we have to be diligent. We have to become educated, re-educated on the harms of pornography. And I just think this campaign is right on the money. It's something that Americans need because they need to be re-educated that there is real harm. So very quickly, run down through what's going on those 4 weeks and how people can connect with you guys.
Definitely. You can find out all of the information about this specific campaign at pornharms.com/beaware. Each week we'll focus on a specific area of harm from pornography. This first week, starting on the 11th of July, we're focusing on addiction, pornography addiction. Following that, we'll focus on how pornography harms children, followed by links between pornography and sex trafficking, and finally, violence against women. And there will be a series of online events that people can participate in anonymously. They'll have the chance to receive free subscriptions to addiction recovery services as well as filtering software programs. You can find all of this information again at pornharms.com/beaware.
Okay, fantastic. And of course, all your contact information also is there if folks wanted to contact you about an issue.
It is, definitely. And you can sign up for our email as well, and we'll keep you updated on different initiatives we have, especially with the war on illegal pornography and ways that you can get involved.
Because we need a large, loud army in this war.
We do. And that's the great thing that's happening right now is we've already built a coalition of over 100 groups, and people are starting to work together from every side of the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to continue that.
Yeah, that's been one of the most encouraging things for me is being, you know, with being part of the coalition, just to see the various groups involved in this very important fight. Thanks, Dawn, for being with us and giving us the details about this campaign. And I encourage folks to go to pornharms.com/beaware, the information about the campaign itself. So, again, appreciate it, and keep up the good fight.
Great. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks.
Bye,
take
Diane.
Care.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in defending traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA at Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, 16323, or visit their website at afafpa.org. The views expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views of American Family Radio, Lighthouse Ministries of Franklin, AFA, and AFAFPA.